Nope, you didn't win the big one. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. In fact, nobody can claim the $830 million Mega Millions jackpot because none of the millions of tickets sold matched the winning numbers drawn last night. That's 29 consecutive drawings without a winner. The jackpot for Friday's drawing will be worth at least $1.02 billion, the second largest ever. Federal grand jury in Washington has reportedly begun asking witnesses about what former President Trump or members of his inner circle were saying on January 6th last year when protesters rushed the U.S. Capitol. The Washington Post reports it's part of a criminal investigation into attempts to block the certification of the Electoral College results. The former president was back in Washington Tuesday for the first time since leaving the White House, telling a meeting of the America First Institute the last election was a disgrace and calling for election reform, including limits on mail in voting.
Same day voting with only paper ballots. That's it. The military, if it's based far away only, can vote, and people that are legitimately ill can vote by mail-in. But that's a very small category.
Two GOP senators are demanding an investigation into the FBI's handling of derogatory information about Hunter Biden prior to the election.
Two Republican senators, they blame the DOJ, including the FBI, for burying potentially negative information on Hunter Biden by calling it disinformation. Both senators want a DOJ Inspector General investigation on the matter after claims of multiple whistleblowers coming forward that shared information that there was a plan to suppress any and all negative information about Hunter Biden.
Fox's David Spunt reports Iowa's Senator Chuck Grassley says the credibility of the FBI is at stake. A 7.0 magnitude earthquake has struck the northern Philippines. Some damage reported. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
We're getting a closer look at Monday's airport shooting in Dallas.
Police released video Tuesday of a woman firing several gunshots inside Dallas Love Field Airport. The suspect, a 37-year-old woman, gets out of an Uber, enters the terminal, changes in the bathroom, then comes out and fires rounds at the ceiling, then pointed her gun at an officer. Dallas Police Chief Eddie Garcia says an officer gave the woman verbal commands to drop her weapon, then shot her in the leg. That woman faces charges of aggravated assault of a public servant.
Fox's Matt Finn reports the accused shooter has a lengthy criminal record and had previously told police she was God's prophet. Another heat wave scorching parts of the country. Excessive heat warnings posted for parts of the Pacific Northwest. Kirby Cook at the National Weather Service in Seattle.
A lot of folks don't have air conditioning, and we're not quite equipped to deal with the heat as other locations are in the country. So that makes it a little tougher to deal with.
Portland, Oregon, forecast to be at or near 100 degrees every day through Saturday. Eastern Oklahoma, also under an excessive heat warning today, where forecasters say it could reach 107. Medical marijuana sales to begin in another state today.
South Dakota's first state-licensed medical marijuana facility outside Sioux Falls, the first of more to come, is opening today as pot sales begin in South Dakota for patients enrolled in the state's program after voters overwhelmingly approved medical marijuana in 2020. Medical marijuana has only been available in South Dakota on tribal land, and as voters prepare for a redo in South Dakota, as an initiative to legalize recreational pot is also set to appear on the ballot this November. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The last two former Minneapolis police officers convicted of depriving George Floyd of his civil rights during a fatal encounter with police will be sentenced today in federal court in Minneapolis. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.